good and wise advisers. Yesterday it rained, and I told someone, tomorrow it cannot rain. Although I don't have many affinities with people, I do have some affinities with the heavens. Wherever I go, if there is no water in that place, water will come. I remember at Western Bliss Garden Temple in Hong Kong, there wasn't any water at all. But after I went there, water started flowing out from the cracks of the rocks. So even when people in Hong Kong had to ration the water supply at Western Bliss Garden Temple was very plentiful. I also remember that when Cixin Monastery on Lantau Island in Hong Kong was holding its opening ceremony, I had ordered 100 tables of vegetarian food. A couple of days before the opening, it was raining, and someone said, "You've prepared so much vegetarian food. In this raining weather, what if people from Hong Kong decide not to come? What are you going to do?" Well, I retorted, "What business is it of yours whether people come or not?" After I said that, the weather cleared up and the ground dried. Originally, the ground had been covered with water. And the following day, the weather was just like today. So 97 out of the 100 tables were filled. Only 3 tables were left. And after everyone had boarded the boat to go back to Hong Kong after the ceremony, then it began to rain. This happened over 30 years ago in Hong Kong. Today, the weather is neither hot nor cold. Being here, you are not being baked by the sun, nor being soaked by the rain. So perhaps heaven is helping this way place, and we have this kind of response. I know that all of you have come here with great sincerity. You have to be this sincere in every moment, in day after day, month after month, and year after year. You have to always contemplate that the Buddhas are above you and next to you. Don't think that the Buddhas are intangible and unreal. Everything is made from the mind alone. As long as you have real faith, then the Buddhas are constantly with you. So don't think that the Buddhas are far away. With a sincere mind, you will surely obtain a response, and everything will go your way. All your wishes will come true. So I hope that those of you who are insincere will bring forth the sincerity to work for Buddhism after you go back home. Regard Buddhism as your own obligation. It shouldn't be that you are busy all your life starting this and starting that, but in the end you have no real achievements to show. We all have to create merit and virtue in Buddhism and cause it to flourish. This is everyone's responsibility. Hope every one of you has good fortune, good health, and happiness. All of you who are so sincere have come so far from different countries. You should work extremely hard and be responsible members of Buddhism.